Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, August 5th. This is episode number 178. It's currently 22 degrees outside. Feels like 22 degrees, so the weather's being honest. But honestly, you're not here for that. This is not a weather podcast. This episode is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. You know all that. Use promo code Dailyish during checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting with FeedPress. It's who we use to host all the podcasts, all the MP3 files that get sent out into the world, and they provide us with stats and analytics and awesome CDNs, which doesn't stand for Canadian. If any of the Canadian listeners out there, stands for Content Delivery Newfballs, just as you might have guessed. And Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two per month. One cool bit of Patreon news that's coming potentially soonish. They've teased an announcement anyways that they're going to have private RSS feeds for podcasters who want to use Patreon just for podcasts. So you'd be able to, I guess the idea will be for Patreon supporters, you could do basically a paid podcast, I guess, or paid content, and they would be able to subscribe to it in their podcast player. And as long as, I guess, it doesn't get shared out to iTunes or something, it would be a private thing. So only available for people who pay for Patreon support. So it could be kind of a cool way to do like an easier way to do a Dailyish version that's only for Patreon supporters. Because I find anyways, for me, if people will put out some content on Patreon, it's kind of like another place I have to go listen, whereas all my podcasts are already in my podcast player. It'd be nice if I could just have it all there. So anyways, something to look towards, I guess. I've decided I'm not going to use... The soundboard is admittedly a bit of a crutch, right? It's something that I use to fill in gaps. So I'm going to try to use it as little as possible.
Chris is going to be so excited that we're talking about wieners right now.
But anyways, I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks almost now. And the reason being, last week, our family was away at a family camp, about 4 hours north of here, beautiful lake. It's something that we did for the first time last year. And we decided after that we need to make it a priority for our family to be able to do. It's something that actually makes our summer really tight financially. But it's something we need to sacrifice other stuff, like going out for Starbucks or going having food. No, not quite that bad. But it's something we need to do, make a priority, because it's a thing that sort of feeds into our whole family. And it's just a great time to get away from the city, get away from my business, get away from the internet, basically, with two bars of 3G internet, basically, is the best you can do up there for a week, and get out on the water and swim and do all sorts of camping stuff, camping in a cabin with no running water, but running water in a lodge kind of thing. So it's kind of like a bit of a break and able to just kind of relax and actually play with my kids, which is awesome. But I end up actually not really seeing them a lot because they're out just running around like crazy with friends and stuff up there, paddleboarding and canoeing and whatever else they get up to and all that kind of stuff. So good time, refreshed back. But then as a result of being away, obviously, it's kind of like now I have to get caught up on all this stuff that I was putting off in preparation for the trip and us while we're gone. So it's been a busy week of trying to keep up with emails and respond to clients and keep up with projects on the go, all that kind of stuff. And it's already August now, early August, and all the things summer was supposed to be for are running out of time. I'm terrible at writing down lists of things I plan to do or want to do, but I'm great at keeping like a mental list of the things I want to do, the key things I really want to do. The things that if I don't do, I'll have a mental nervous breakdown into a fit of depression and bitterness. So my brain is kind of fun like that. So it's not that I necessarily, have a nice list of in my brain of just like from medium to easy to hard of things that need to get done. It's like, here's the two or three things that if they don't get done, you're going to feel depressed about summer about. So it doesn't really help me actually get stuff done in a great way. So I do need to keep lists, do a better job of realistic expectations. And so that's why I'm telling you, the Dailyish listener, to keep myself accountable. I'm going to buckle down, get some stuff done. What I'd like to do though is set a bit more of a bit of a regular schedule for Dailyish, but I want your help in deciding when it would be best to be regular on Dailyish. Which days of the week are the best days to publish that you would want to and have the ability to, time, etc., to listen? I know it's not a long podcast, so it's not that difficult. But there'll be a link in the show notes to the poll, goodstuff.fm/dailyish/178, where this is where you can find the show notes. So if you visit that in your web browser of choice on your phone, it should work as well. goodstuff.fm/dailyish/178. There'll be a link to the poll. The poll is just one question. Which day or days of the week should I publish Dailyish on? Please think as selfishly as you want. And just let me know, because I could do it like Monday, Wednesday, Friday is kind of the easy one. But maybe Fridays, like as I'm publishing this right now, are kind of the worst days to do it, because you don't actually listen to anything. And then by the time you actually listen to it, Sunday, Monday is kind of pointless, because it's all out of date, because you know how current and, you know, breaking news kind of stuff this episode of this podcast is. So let me know. I'll take it into account. It's not like I'm going to necessarily, if everybody says every day of the week plus weekends, I'm not necessarily going to do that. But I'm just kind of curious what the 100 and some listeners of Dailyish are like, and what they would, when and why they would like to, I guess not why, just when they'd like to hear Dailyish. So, all right, that's enough for this. Hope you enjoy the Olympics if you're watching. Enjoy your summer if you're not. Enjoy catching some Pokemon if you're not doing either of those. Just try to avoid hearing and reading about the U.S. elections this weekend, okay? Just mute the Trump, and that'll be that. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Visit patreon.com/iChris. Bye. Oh, and before I forget, there's also a thing I'm doing, a relaunching of a weekly newsletter that just kind of collects stuff I've been reading, listening to, watching, etc. throughout the week, and sends it out every Friday afternoon. So it's probably too late to sign up by the time you hear this podcast, but you can be signed up for next week's edition of the newsletter. That'll also be in the show notes link to sign up. So goodstuff.fm/dailyish/178 is where you can find that. Now for real. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. And we'll talk to you later.
Chris is going to be so excited that we're talking about wieners right now.